person you admire. We've been talking about a person who you admire, and now we're going to have a more general discussion about this. Let's think about personal qualities. What qualities make a person admirable? First of all, I think honesty is a very important quality that most people admire. Oh, and also kindness. My friend was very kind to me, and I think that being kind is one of the most admirable qualities in a friend, or in anyone really. Sometimes it's very hard to put other people first, especially if it is inconvenient, and people who are prepared to do that are very rare and special people. I see. Can you think of any other qualities that are considered admirable? Well, I suppose that competence is always admirable. Yes, can you tell me more about that? Well, most people look up to those who do things well. Successful people are usually admired, aren't they? It doesn't really matter what they have succeeded in. Oh, and I suppose that hard work is part of that, so being hardworking can make you an admirable person. Do you think that men and women tend to respect different qualities? I'm not sure. I think that men probably admire competence more than women do, and maybe women prefer personal qualities such as kindness. Why do you think that is? Well, I suppose it's because of their traditional roles. You know, women traditionally looked after the children and men worked to earn the money. So they grew up to admire different qualities. And I think women are more prepared to acknowledge their feelings. So maybe that's why they admire those qualities. But I also think this is changing and that men and women are becoming more similar in their work and attitudes. Right, let's move on to think about the media and admirable people. Do you think that the media has a big influence on the qualities that people admire? Oh yes, I do. I think it has a huge influence, especially with people like sports and movie actors. Why is that? Well, we see them all the time and we read about them on the internet, so we're all encouraged to admire the same people. In fact, to think the same way. Okay, and do you think this will continue to change in the future? Yes, I'm sure it will. With the growth of social media websites, I think it's going to become harder and harder to be an individual and to have your own opinions, unless you cut yourself off altogether, of course. I think it could become quite a serious problem if the media is able to control and influence global opinions and attitudes. Why? Put someone first, look up to someone.